Tonight's shiur, Siman Tafresh Ayin Ches and Siman Tafresh Ayin Tes. Tafresh Ayin Ches, Ner Shal Shabbos, Koydum, and Ner Shal Chanukah. If you have to choose, the Ner of Shabbos comes before the Ner of Chanukah. Sif Aleph. Mi She'en Yodu Maseges Liknos Ner Chanukah V'Ner Shabbos. A person cannot afford to purchase both a Ner for Chanukah and a Ner for Shabbos Chanukah. Yikne Ner Shabbos, he should buy the Ner for Shabbos. Vipnei Shalom Beisoy, because of Shalom Bayis. Ayin Le'elos from Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Gimel, look back in Reish Samach Gimel. Vim Yesh Lo L'Shal Shabbos V'Ein Lo L'Ner Chanukah L'Yayin L'Kiddush Hayom. If he has for Shabbos candles, and then he has a little money left, and he has to choose between Ner Chanukah or wine for Kiddush, Yikne l'ner Chanukah, then he should use the money for ner Chanukah and not wine for Kiddush. Mishum pesu menisa, because you want to publicize the miracle. The Ramah says, "V'hu adin ner Chanukah koydim l'yain havdalah." Similarly, ner Chanukah comes before wine for havdalah. V'ayin le'el sen reish sadivav sifhei. Look back in reish sadivav sifhei. Mishdebura sifkan alf liknos ner Chanukah v'chulu. He can't afford ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos. Now, if he has one ner for Shabbos, that already is sufficient. Even though it's good and proper to have two candles for Shabbos, like we learn in Reish Samach Gimel, one for Zohar, one for Shomer. Yet in the case of extreme need, it's sufficient of one candle on the table he'll eat at for Shabbos. V'hashar, the ner Chanukah, and the rest for Chanukah licht. For the have him in a mahadrin and be a mahadrin. So, for the minimum, ner Shabbos comes before ner Chanukah. But for the mahadrin of Chanukah comes ahead of the hiddur of Shabbos. Sifkan beis. So why does Shabbos candle come before Chanukah candle? Because of Shalom Bayis. Yesh oimim, some say the bizman is that today, shemalikim bifnim, the light indoors, yikne l'ner Chanukah, that you should buy for ner Chanukah and ignore the ner Shabbos. Shalo yesh b'choshech, he won't be sitting in the dark because he's lighting indoors. V'afal pi sh'os l'shtamish l'oira, even though we know the halacha is you can't use the light from the Chanukah menorah. Havi kishasa sakana, it's like a time of danger. The isa le'el b'smetarfish ayin alf sifhei, that we learned before. The menich al shulchan, that he puts the Chanukah lichl on the table. Avarov achonim eskimu dein l'chalak b'zeh. However, most later authorities agreed not to make such a distinction. Bein zman ha'gamal zmanenu, whether you're lighting outside or whether you're lighting inside, we'll still say that the Shabbos candle comes before the Chanukah candle.
And that's unaffected by electric light.
So that is one of the points that the poskim bring out, that he mentions in the notes, that bizman hazeh, that we have electricity in our homes. So really, the Shalom Bayis is taken care of with that. So Moshe said, if that's the case, Ner Chanukah with Pesu Menisa comes before Ner Shabbos, because you have lights in your house. He says that Yashuv said the same thing. He brings him Chaim Kanievsky, disagreed. But there is definitely a movement that if you have electric lights that lights up your house, that then the Shalom Bayis falls away and the Ner Chanukah will take precedence.
If you can't afford the candle, how are you affording electricity?
So one of the examples they give is a street light outside, then you open the window and it lights shades and you get light from the street light. One of those cases. Or the landlord pays for electricity and you don't have to cover those bills. Sifkan Gimel. The Ramah says, V'ayin le'asin reish samach gimel, sif gimel, look back in reish samach gimel. The Bavur Sham, it's clear over there. Dem ein yod dem aseges l'ner Shabbos v'kiddush hayom, gam kein ner Shabbos koydim. That if you can't afford ner Shabbos and Kiddush, so ner Shabbos comes before Kiddush. Here we're saying if the choice was Ner Chanukah and Yayin for Kiddush, that Ner Chanukah comes first, and there it's discussing whether or not Ner Shabbos and Kiddush, and Ner Shabbos comes before that because of Shalom Bayis. This is putting in the context of Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos comes first, Ner Shabbos and Kiddush, Ner Shabbos comes first.
You can make Kiddush on the Challah.
That's exactly right. Sifkan Dal, Ve'enlo Ner Chanukah, Yayin v'chulu. So the next choice was, if you have for Shabbos candles, but you don't have for both Ner Chanukah and Yayin for Kiddush, then Chanukah comes first. Umar di Yeshto Pas, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to have bread. We don't have bread. Purchasing bread for Shabbos overrides even your Shabbos candles. Certainly it overrides Chanukah candles and wine for Kiddush. Look back on the So the halacha he discussed over there, also the ideas of the kedima. Ultimately, you have to have what to eat, and you'll make your kiddush on the challah if you don't have wine. So if your choice is wine for kiddush or Chanukah licht, you buy ner Chanukah, hainu ner echad. Again, it's one candle, v'hamosi and kiddush. So the hiddur for Chanukah doesn't override wine for kiddush. Sifkat nvav mishum persume nisa. The reason why we want you to have ner Chanukah is because persume nisa. V'kiddush hayom halayochel kash v'pas. As far as kiddush, you can do that on bread. Lo'balavachi kiddush alayayin harak medabanan. Besides, using wine is only medabanan. The minatera yoytze v'zechiris devar ba'alma. Minatera, saying the kiddush alone is how you yoytze the mitzvah d'yoraisa v'zachas yom v'shavas l'katsho. Sifkat and Zayin Dormah says Ner Chanukah comes from Havdalah wine. Kodim liyein Havdalah mishum haitam for the same reason, because Havdalah, also, you're yoytze Havdalah by saying it and using the wine is midorban. Sifkat and Ches, v'ayin le'el v'chulu, look back in Reish Tzadi Vav. Ein nisker sham yoytze mikana, it really doesn't say anything more there than here. V'nir tzarech lomer, probably should have said kid le'el b'sim v'chulu, like it said before, in Reish Tzadi Vav, Sifhei. So, we said that if you have electric lights and you have to choose between Shabbos licht and Chanukah licht, so Chanukah licht will come first according to many poskim because you have electric lights. If you had a choice between Yayin for Kiddush or Shabbos candles, so the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't have enough money for Shabbos candles and Kiddush Hayom, near Shabbos comes first. So here too, not so pashut. Once you have electric lights, could be Yayin for Kiddush comes first, because you have electricity. That's Rav Moshe and Rav Yoshev, the same thing. Now there's one more ha'ara that Rav Shlomo Zalman brings out, and that is, what if a person lives by himself? The whole idea that you have Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles, the Shabbos candle comes first because Shalom Bayis, if a person lives by himself, what's the problem? He lives alone. There should be no issue of Shalom Bayis. He should get along with himself. And Chanukah candles should come first.
Until he trips.
Right. So Shlomo Zalman says he's Mesupik. If he lives by himself, do we say that if he can't afford both Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, that he should go for the Ner Chanukah because there's no Shalom Bayis issue? There are many poskim, I think, who would say the halacha doesn't change. And conceptually, Ner Chanukah is second to Shner Shabbos, even in a scenario like that. But that's the Zohar. Simitarfresh Ayin Tes, we don't have a header, Bo Sif Echad, Sif Aleph. Be'erev Shabbos, Malikin Ner Chanukah Techila, Va'achakach Ner Shabbos. On Friday of Chanukah, or Friday of Erev Chanukah, we light the menorah, and then we light the Shabbos candles. So you make a bracha on them the way you would on any other day. Even though you're lighting, when there's still daylight outside, then it's before the Zman that you're not supposed to light any other day. It's after Plag, but it's not nighttime, and it's not after Shkia, and it's not after Sizka Chavim. You still make a bracha. Ner Chanukah Techila. You make a bracha on Ner Chanukah first. Kedei letzeis das hayesh omrim. We want to fulfill the mitzvah according to those who say, the sefirah who hold, the yadik shal Shabbos techila, that if you light the Shabbos candles first, kibli the Shabbos, you're makabel Shabbos, ve'itzer ala melocha, and I can't do melocha. So you won't be able to light the menorah. So therefore, light the menorah first. Aval rov, poskim chulkim azem. Most authorities disagree. The sefirah who they hold, they'll tell you Kabbalah Shabbos, but look, it's near that Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't hinge on the lighting of the Shabbos candles. Valkenim in Likshal Shabbos, Okilah Shabbos, Achshavto. So if he lit the Shabbos candles and did not have in mind to be Mekabbalah Shabbos, Yachal Hadagachach, he can light the menorah afterwards. Because the Be'ish Hamach, this refers to a man, because a man is typically not Mekabbalah Shabbos with the Hadlaka of the Shabbos candles. Aval isha hamadlekes, but a woman who's lighting, kivon shehaminig she mistamak kabel Shabbos b'halakos. So the meaning is that she is mekabel Shabbos when she lights candles. In kein lo tadlik shuv shel Chanukah, so she cannot light a Chanukah nor after she lights Shabbos candles. Ela tarim la'achir la'hadlik, but she can instruct someone else to light. V'hu yivarech hasher kideshanim tzavis yivan la'hadlik b'shvilah, and he can make the bracha for her. Al birchas shas nisim v'chein shechiyana b'amishon yichol ba'atzmal avarech. As far as the birchas shas nisim or shechiyana on the first day, she could do that for herself. The notes brings that there is this idea of pisoid to light the Chanukah candles before the Shabbos candles. So even though l'chayra, the whole issue we're discussing here is al pi halacha, you mekabel Shabbos, you can't light the menorah. So they bring that there is also, whatever it is, they bring the Ben Ish Chai, that al pi soid, it's proper to do it in this sequence. Sifkan beis, ba'od yom gadol. On Friday, we're lighting the menorah early. V'davka acha plaga mincha, but after plag. Shushar revia kadim alayla, which is an hour and a quarter, shazmanis before night. Kvashakasa beis, men tafreshayim beis, like we wrote in tafreshayim beis. And we already wrote in the name of the later authorities that even when you light that early, you can't just put in a half hour's worth of oil. It has to burn for a half hour after the stars are out. And the same is true with candles. The candles should burn that long. If you don't have that much oil or long candles, make sure at least one of the candles will burn that long. The later authorities write, the best thing is to have mincha first and then light the menorah. In the Sharetzia and Sifkan Zayin, he explains, if not, it has the resemblance of contradictory behavior. When you light the menorah while it's still daylight, you're relying on the leniency that we treat from plague as if it's night. So therefore, it's better to have a mincha beforehand, and then light the menorah. So we make an early mincha on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, so that you can daven mincha first. L'halacha, if you did light the menorah, you can still daven mincha, but this is preferable. Shlomo Zalman or Bach brings a problem. If you lit the menorah before you daven mincha, let's say it's the first night Chanukah, could come out the first night Shabbos. So Erev Chanukah, the first night, you light, and then you go daven mincha. Do you say Al Nisim? On a regular Shabbos Chanukah, it's not a Shabbos, yeah. It's already in the middle of Chanukah. But here, is it Chanukah yet or not? So you lit the menorah. So he brings this aura that he feels it could be you should say Al Nisim. Other people say, no way, you don't say Al Nisim. It's not Chanukah. It's not Chanukah till nighttime. But I mean, you lit the menorah with the bracha light, Nesha Chanukah. So it's a fascinating aura. So if you're going to be machmir, that's for sure that you're going to be machmir. When it's the first night of Chanukah, is Friday night, it's kedai to be machmir that you daven mincha before you light menorah, because they run into this issue. The halacha, we're not going to say al nisim and mincha, but it's taka, a shtickle, that's a tata, it's also your shtickle. You lit the menorah, and then you're not davening, say al nisim and mincha.
You said earlier, the
mitzvah
is light.
Right, so the other aura they bring in the back, Michal Yoshev, that this idea of having one candle that burns long enough, if you don't have enough for all of them to burn long, at least one should, so this is a child who lights menorah, make sure he has one candle that burns long enough. So to me it's fascinating because they don't bring anything else in the notes. The Esh Lavram Buchach in the Madura Tinyana says that for children, we don't care if they have half-hour candles, even on the Erev Shabbos, when you light a plag mincha. For kids, we're not makbid in the chinuch of children that it should burn a half-hour after chatzos. So he makes no mention of that.
Why? Well, would they got to have a kosher lulav? What?
Right, because it is kosher. It's the zmana. It doesn't have. It's a din of the zman. It's not a din of what it is. It's a kosher bner, a kosher. Everything's kosher. It won't last that long. It says in zman we're not makbid. So Mamela, according to Ezra Machach, we're not worried how long it burns for the kids. But they do bring, Lyosha said, the kids should also have a candle, at least one candle, that will burn the half hour after Sezgachal.